This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
All right, praise God. Amen. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. All right. I want you to turn with me to Acts 11. How many are ready to receive the Word? How many love the Word of God today? You're really quiet. Did you drink your coffee today? Are you okay? How many love Jesus today? All right. Praise God. I want to hear some emotion today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Yes. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you to all of you last week as we had a really blessed service as we had pray together Sunday. Again, that was on the air Friday night. So those of you who were pretty much in the beginning of the prayer got to be on the radio. So if you didn't hear it Friday, listen Tuesday and you can hear some of you praying, which is pretty neat, praise God. So, how many enjoyed last Sunday? Wasn't that good? We had unified prayer. Thank you for participating in that. Praise God. All right. Today, I've been studying the book of Acts. It's my devotional time, and God's been really speaking to me, kind of getting me excited and fired up, okay? And I want to share this with you before I even go into messages. I've been praying, I've been saying, Lord, I need You first to do something in me to get me so excited about souls. I got one amen. I thank you for that, brother. How many know it starts from the top? And I've been saying, Lord, as I read the book of Acts and I see what the Christians did, what revival happened, you know what? This is what we want Acts 2 to happen here. Can I get an amen? But see, we must have a hunger and a thirst for souls, okay? A passion. I mean, we must become aggressive that you will talk to people wherever you are. As God opens doors, you don't force the gospel on people, but you're waiting and ready because you're so concerned about people. Can I get an amen? If we get that way, church, this church will get filled in no time. But see, we can't just lay back. We must be aggressive. We must be passionate for God and for His kingdom. We all have lives that we live outside the church, and God knows that. But you know what? He's first. Can I get an amen? The Bible tells us, seek first. Not second, not third, not fourth, the kingdom. First. Can I get an amen? So today I want to bring you a message, and the title is The Call of the Gentiles. Okay? I could have named it even something different, but anyways, The Call of the Gentiles, okay? I want to show you a few scriptures in the book of Acts, chapter 11, of what happened, okay? What happened in the church back then, okay? What problems did they have? Did you know they had problems in the book of Acts? They did! Just like we still have problems, you know. We have problems in our city, all kinds of... But they had problems in the book of Acts too. How many know that today? But God was there with them. And you know what? God was able to fix the problems because people were hungry and thirsty for the move of God. Amen? So I want to start with you in chapter 11. We're going to read verses 1 to 3, and then we're going to jump to 12. So try to follow me here today. In Acts 11, 1, it says, "And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the Word of God." I want you to notice today that, you know what? Even back then, the Jews, they thought the good news was just for them. Did you know that? But you know what? We here see that the apostles and the brethren of that time, they heard that who? The Gentiles were receiving the Word of God and were getting saved. How many know that's us today? We're in that group, the Gentiles, okay? But I want you to see what happens here. Verse 2, it says, and when Jesus was come up to Jerusalem, or when Peter, let me get it right, was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, oh my Lord, saying, thou wentest into men uncircumcised and didst eat with them. I want you to see something here, church, is that the Jewish people, those of the circumcision, were mad with Peter because he fellowshiped with Gentiles. You know, today we hear a lot, maybe not as much today as years ago, but we still hear about racism and prejudice, right? Let me tell you something. It was right there. Okay? It was right there. We don't need to look today around. It was in the New Testament. Actually, we can go back in the Old Testament, okay? Where we see that people didn't want to come out of their group. How many hear me today? So, for time's sake, this has to do with Peter. Peter got a vision, right? He got a dream that some men were going to come and he was going to go with these men and go to their house, okay? But when he did this, then the Jewish brothers heard about it, and what did they do? They said they contended with him. They had a problem with this, okay? They didn't understand why Peter was not with the Jews but went with the Gentiles and actually ate with them and spoke to them, right? Why, they said, why did you go to uncircumcised men and women? Right? Or we could say, why are you going with the Greeks today? Or why are you going with the Italians? Any Italians here today? Yeah, just a few. Hey, man, you're looking at one. Careful. Right? I want you to see, this is really interesting when you look at this today, all right? But they had some prejudice here. Okay? Peter had to deal with it. Why? Now I want you to look at something here. Go back to chapter 10 of Acts and verse 28. Look at this. It says, and he said unto them, you know that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. See, this was the Jewish tradition, right? But he says, but, somebody say but. But God had shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. See, the Lord even showed Peter in this dream that everybody's equal. Can I get an amen? It doesn't matter what nation you're from or what nationality you're from. We're all part of what? The human race today. Can I get an amen? He says here, the Lord had to show me. Okay, there's an equality here amongst all of us. No matter what color my skin is. How many know if I cut myself or you cut yourself or somebody else cuts themselves, it's blood that comes out. Right? So it don't matter today if we're yellow, green, red, or pink, whatever, right? We're all the same. God says to Peter, you know what? Everybody is, you have to be respectful of all. Okay? Doesn't matter where they're from, what nation they're from, or what nationality they're from. Go down further with me, verse 34 and 35 of that same chapter. Then it says, Peter opened his mouth, and he said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. You see, God is revealing to Peter here. He says, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Can I get an amen? As long as we do what? We fear God today. Right? And we walk in righteousness. God accepts us. Doesn't matter what nationality we are of. Or what color we are. Right? Why do we struggle with that today still? Right? Usually it's black against white. But it's more than that. How many know that? Sometimes it's Hispanic against Italian. Hello. Sometimes it's Chinese against whatever. How many understand me today? It's not just a black and white thing today. Let's wake up, right? It's not. But I want you to see here, they had issues with this long time ago, Right? It's nothing new today. One more verse here before I continue. In Galatians, you know this verse, 3:28, it says, neither is there Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you all are one in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? God doesn't look at the nationalities or the nation or even male or female. We're all equal today. Can I get an amen? But see, the enemy tries to bring us apart, right? He tried to bring them apart here, right? Jews were like, no, this is all for us. And they are God's chosen people. How many understand that? We know that from the Old Testament. But thank God that God opened it up to all of us today. Jew and Gentile. Amen. There's a lot of Gentiles out there that need to know this truth today that I'm bringing to us. Can I get an amen? All right. Now let me show you. We're going to jump from verse 3 in chapter 11 to verse 12. Because here Peter is explaining to his Jewish brothers, what happened? Why did he go to this family who were not Jews? All right? Let's look at this. Verse 12. It says, and the Spirit bade me go with them. See, this is the vision that he had. He had a vision, right? He had a dream here that he comes to him, right? He says, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. That man's house was Cornelius. Guess who that was? An Italian man. Hello. An Italian man, right? He's from the Italian band. Oh, boy. So, listen to this. Peter is saying, yes, I went to an Italian household. And the Jews said, why? Because God told me to. Hello. Right? So he's telling them, he's explaining, he says, look at verse 13. And he showed on us how he had seen an angel. Cornelius saw an angel. Amen? Oh, I love this story. In his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa. That was where Peter was, Joppa. Amen? And he says, call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Now look at what Peter's going to do. So these six men go get Peter, right? And Peter has the vision. The Lord shows him, men are waiting for you, right? Peter has the vision, he goes downstairs, the men are waiting for him. Talk about God's timing. Only God does this, right? Somebody with me here today. Look at what happens then. Verse 14, it says, He who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And he says, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. I mean, this is awesome. Are you seeing this picture? Peter goes to Cornelius' house and he talks to them about salvation. And what happens? They get saved. Not only do they get saved, the Holy Spirit baptizes them and they begin to speak in tongues. It doesn't go into all the details, but it says that as we read this today, amen. Why? Because God was showing the Jews this salvation is not for just you. The Holy Spirit is not just for you, Jews. It's for everybody. Can I get an amen? Oh, wow, this is awesome. Amen. Salvation for all. Holy Spirit baptism for all of us. We just got to want it today, right? We got to be open to it. Let me keep going here. Praise God. Verse 16, it says, then remembered I, this is Peter, the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody ought to be excited about that today. Don't get me wrong. We have water baptism, right? And we need to have another one. If you need to be water baptized, come talk to me. We need to have another one this summer. But you know what? We have here the salvation plan given to mankind, right, as he opened it up to this family. And also the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because John the Baptist came, right? He says he baptized with water. But oh, Jesus is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. Not be the same. Amen. How many have been the same since you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Come on. Oh, you guys are really quiet today. Am I in the right church today? Is this Oriel? Okay, just making sure. Amen. Praise God. So, see this picture, okay? The Lord reminded Peter here, right? Let me keep going here. I want you to see some good things here. Verse 17. It says, "For as much then as God gave them the like gift." God gave who? The Gentiles. The like gift. Right? He says, "As He did it unto us." As He gave it to the Jews. He's realizing here. He says, He did it unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "What was I that I could withstand God?" Peter said, "Who am I to say the Gentiles can't receive salvation and the Holy Spirit?" Right? He said, "They believed like we believed." Amen? He realizes here, I'm not God here. I'm His messenger. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, regardless of what people say. Amen? He was not going to come against what the Lord was doing, right? Awesome here today. All we have to do is believe. Now, I want you to see as we get into this a few more scriptures. He says, "And when they heard these things," all of a sudden people began to hear what was happening, right? Gentiles were getting saved. It says, "They held their peace and they glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." It's not just for the Jews. It's for the Jews and the Gentiles, right? Repentance today is the key. Can I get an amen? We must repent. How many know today? Repentance leads to salvation. We must believe, right? And repent, and then it leads us to salvation, and it's for all. Somebody say all today. All. Whosoever will. Amen? He says here that we see not only the salvation, right, that we have here, but also the same like gift. He's talking about the Holy Spirit here. The same like gift that the Jews received in the book of Acts in chapter 2, that they began to what? Speak in other tongues, right, as they were filled. This like gift was also for the Gentiles, like me and you today. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. No discrimination here. Can somebody hear me? Right? No racial prejudice here. I don't see any, do you? It's a man-made thing. Okay? None whatsoever. Hallelujah. But I want you to see here now, things begin to happen. How many of you know the devil's going to try to get in there now? Because God's doing something great here, right? Gentiles are getting saved. It says now in verse 19, "Now they which were scattered abroad," they began to be scattered, the Christians abroad. It says, "because of persecution." Uh-oh. Has anybody ever been persecuted here? Sure you have, right? It says, "Persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch." So the Jews, some of the Christians, they were scattered because of the persecution was coming against them, right? For what was happening. Jews and Gentiles are coming to Christ, are serving God, are being filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So these particular ones, it says they preached the word to none but other Jews. So these went to other Jews because they needed to hear the gospel. They needed to hear the truth about Jesus, right? How many know those in the Old Testament, they didn't understand what is given in the New Testament, right? This was all new to them, even though they had the background, the Jewish background. They needed to believe in Jesus. How many understand that? So these were sent to other Jews. But let's go on. Verse 20, it says, "And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, they spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus." So now picture this. Not only did we preach to Italians, now we're preaching to Greeks. Hallelujah! Italians get saved. Now Greeks are getting saved. Hallelujah. Any Greeks in the house? I guess not. We need to get some saved. Amen. He says they went to them. They went to Antioch. See, this was the place that was on fire, Antioch. And he began to preach the Lord Jesus to the Grecians, the Greeks. Okay? Man. And look at what happens. This is exciting here today. In verse 21, it says, "And the hand of the Lord was with them." Oh, hallelujah. And look at this. "And a great number believed and turned unto the Lord." Oh, hallelujah. Revival hit Antioch. Praise God. The Greeks were all getting saved. Oh, my God. Who was going to withstand God to say, "Oh, it's only the Jews"? No, it's not only the Jews. It's Italians and Greeks too. Hallelujah. This is the gospel. Amen. Antioch on fire for God. Why? Because people got saved and they wanted to tell somebody else. And it didn't matter what nationality they were or what color they were. It was about Jesus. Amen. Our Savior, our Lord. Now, we know not everybody received, but it said a great number of them received. Many souls came to Christ. Amen. Oh, my God. Why? Because the hand of the Lord was with them. How many know today the hand of the Lord is with us? Amen. He's here with us. He's with me, and if He's with me, He's with you too. Hallelujah. He's here. I'm telling you, we're about to have an explosion here. But we got to get ready. Amen. We got to get fired up like these people were. What? They're going around telling people, "Look what God is doing." Amen. Are we excited like that, church? Are we talking to other people? Are we inviting them to church? See, what did they do? They went to them. On Wednesday night, I'm challenging you now. You come because we're going to them. Somebody got to hear me tonight. We got to go to them also. We got to let them know we care. Amen. These people got saved and they went to these other cities in Antioch and the Lord was with them. You don't have to be afraid to go out and witness. How many know that today? Just share your testimony. What did God do for you? Amen. And we have a plan of what to do when we go out. You will be instructed what to do. All right? But man, they had an awakening. They had revival here at Antioch. Praise God. How many get excited when you see this in the Word? Don't you want that here today? Amen. Where you'll have to come early, because if you don't come early, you won't have a parking spot. Somebody hear me today. Today you had a parking spot, right? A day's going to come. I'm prophesying it, that you will have to come early. Okay? We're going to have to say, "Oh, Lord, Pastor Rich's parking lot's too small." How many are waiting for that day? Do you see it? Do you have the vision for it? You got to believe today with me. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Revival at Antioch, right? Didn't matter who it was. God was working because what? The Spirit of the Lord was there. People were hungry, thirsty for God, and God was doing great things. It doesn't stop there. Can I get an amen? It continues here. Let's go on. Verse 22 of Acts 11, it says, "Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch." So this good news of this revival goes back to the church in Jerusalem. How many know? Good news travels. Not just bad news. Somebody hearing me today. If you want bad news, listen to the news on Channel 10 o'clock news or 5 o'clock, right? That's mostly what we hear is bad news, unfortunately. But let me tell you something. Good news travels too, okay? And here we see that the good news of what was happening, people were getting saved, filled with the Spirit, revival was happening, goes to the church in Jerusalem. And Barnabas, they send Barnabas now to Antioch, okay? Why Barnabas? Well, I think you're going to see it here as we look at the Scripture, okay? It says in verse 23, "Who, Barnabas, when he came and he seen the grace of God, he was glad." That's going to be us as we come to our services and we see the grace of God moving here, the power of God. You know what? You should be glad. How many say amen to that? You should have joy, right? Look what God is doing. God healed me. Amen. You'll be able to tell somebody, as people come here, it's going to be like this. You know what? They're going to come and see the move of God. But how many know today we got to be all together? We got to be praying, right? We got to be seeking God, right? We can't come whenever we want. We can't come late. You know, we can't get lazy. See, all those things will stop and hinder the move of God. But man, when we're excited like these people are, we can't wait to come through those doors because we need to pray and seek God for what He's going to do today. How many hear me? See, there's a big difference, okay? When you're on fire and when you're kind of just there. How many understanding me? Right? You're come see, come saw. We can't have that in the last days. How many know that? So here we see Barnabas. Barnabas, he hears about what's happening and he comes and he's blessed, okay? He sees what God is doing. How many believe people are going to come here? They're going to see. They're going to see what God is doing here. Not because it's me or you, it's because it's His house. How many hear me today? This is the house of the Lord. Amen. House of prayer. This is where it happens. It has to happen out there too. But I'm saying this is where it happens for those that come. Amen. And Barnabas here, he's blessed, right? He says he sees the grace of God and he's joyous and he's happy and he's glad, right? We should be the same when we see God moving, right? So what does Barnabas do? He says, and he exhorts them all, and with purpose of heart, they cleave unto the Lord. What happens? Barnabas comes to Antioch here, right? He's blessed with what he sees, amen? And now he begins to do what? He begins to encourage the people, amen? He begins to exhort the people. Barnabas was an encourager. That's what Barnabas means, encourager today, right? He's blessed. So he says, he comes to encourage the people to cleave to the Lord, to have purpose of heart. These are really important things. To be faithful. Can I get an amen? To be devoted to the Lord. How many know those are important things today? We must be what? Faithful. Devoted. Amen. Pure heart. How many know we can't play games with God? God doesn't play games. How many know that? We're in the last days. It's not time to play games with the Lord. How many know that? It's a serious time we're in, right? It is a serious time. So we see what Barnabas did when he came to Antioch. Amen. He was an anointed man of God. He was a blessed man of God. And he comes and he encourages the people. Amen. How many know we got to do that too? We got to encourage each other. Let's look at the positive, right? We're here, right? Don't look at the empty spots. Look at the people who are here. We talk about that from time to time because we never want to be satisfied. Who's hearing me today? Never be satisfied until we're full and more. How many understand that? Because it's about souls today, amen? But we need to be encouraging one another, exhorting one another, right? Good to see you, sis. Good to have you here, brother. Amen. How you doing? Can I pray for you? You need some help. That's what I'm talking about, right? That's how it should be amongst us. That's what it was here. So Barnabas comes and he blesses the people. All right? But look at here, what then begins to continue to happen, right? Verse 24. He says, for Barnabas was a good man. Amen. He says, he is a good man. Look at what else they say about Barnabas here. I hope that's about me and you here today. He says he's a good man, full of the Holy Ghost. Can I get an amen here? Not full of the world, right? That's right. Not full of other things, you know, but full of what? The Holy Spirit, right? He's a good man. How many know just being good is not enough? And God only makes us good. How many know that? How many people say to you, oh, I'm a good person. I'm going to heaven. That ain't enough. I'm sorry to tell you. Right? Just being good ain't enough. If you don't have Jesus, you're still lost. How many know that? Right? But he was what? Good, full of the Holy Spirit, and full of faith. Can I get an amen? These are the ingredients that we must possess in our life, right? We must be good. Yes, we understand that. Good, righteous before God, right? But we must be full of the Holy Spirit, right? And we must be full of faith. Amen. I like the Amplified. Let me read it to you. It says, He was a good man, full and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Ooh, I like that. Let me say that again. How was he full? He was controlled by the Holy Spirit. Let me ask us today, who controls us, church? Holy Spirit needs to, right? Right? He's supposed to lead us and guide us, right? He was full and control of the Holy Spirit, full of faith. Even when it looked good, you still got to speak faith today, amen? Even when the doctors say, you know what? It don't look good for you, Mr. Jones. You still got to say, Lord, supernatural right now. You said we can believe. Right? We can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Anybody with me here today? We never give up. God doesn't give up. Hello. Never. Right? Right? Barnabas, full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, good man. And look at what it says, the last part of that verse. It says, and much people was added to the Lord. Did you see that? Much, I like, again, the Amplified says, a company of people. A company of people were added to the Lord. Why? It doesn't say it, but it's connected, I believe, because of the life of Barnabas. Did you see that, church? Did you see that? Because he was what? He was a good man. We need good men today. Any good men in the house? We got some. Not enough. We need more men, right? Good women, we have them here, right? Good women full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, right? See, it means something when we're walking with God a certain way. So let me ask here today, because of this life of Barnabas, many more came to Christ. Amen. So let me ask you today, do we have a Barnabas in the house? Let me say it this way. Do we have Barnabases in the house today? How many know we need more than one Barnabas? Do we have any? I hope so, right? Why? Because you know what? One that's full of the Holy Spirit and faith and good. You know what? God blesses people like that. Those people have favor on their lives. Amen. And God will bring in people through those lives. Amen. So today I'm asking, you know, do we have Barnabases here? I believe we do. But some need to step up higher. Amen. Some need to become like that, but some need to just go to the next level. Amen. We got to be like this Barnabas was, because you know what? God is watching us today. Amen. And if we can be like he was a great encourager, a great blessing to the church here. You know what? I believe much people and a large company of believers are ready to come. But God's watching us. Amen. God's watching us. All right? So let me ask you today, are you ready? Ooh, I'm not hearing anything. Are you ready? This message is to encourage you to be like a Barnabas. Amen. Because what? The call of God is to everyone. Amen. And we understand today, not everyone will receive, but even in the times of the New Testament, the book of Acts, when they didn't receive the word of the Lord, you know what? They shook the dust off their feet and went to the next one. Wednesday, when we go out, some will receive and some will not, and that's okay. Praise God for those who do. Amen. Right? But see, we have to be what? Encouragers like Barnabas. Say, Pastor Rich, don't get down. It's going to happen. I should be hearing that from some of you. Pastor Rich, good word. Keep it up. Amen. I'm with you. Praise God. Thank you. And I should be coming to you and saying, great job singing, ladies. Keep it up. God is blessing you. We need singers, amen. We're blessed with Rose and Dawn. But we need more too. How many know that? We got one musician, Praise God. We need more musicians. Amen. Because you know what? God will use you in that that ministry to bless others. How many know today music is so important? So important. We have to have top of the line worship and praise. Not that we're here to entertain people. Get that straight. But we're here to bring in the presence of God. Amen. We're here to worship and praise God. It's not about man today. You know what? Because then when we have this atmosphere of praise and worship, you know what? That's when God begins to move on the people. Just like Peter, when he was talking to Cornelius and his family, he was just talking to them like I'm talking to you. They got filled with the Holy Spirit. Can you see that happening here? Why not? Right? Why not? Peter was a man just like us. Amen? But see, the anointing was there. The power was there. Praise God. And so things happened. Amen. That's my heartbeat today, church. I hope this message today has got you a little bit excited. We got work to do. No amens. We got work to do. We don't have time to play games. Amen. We need to make our time that we're here valuable. Wednesday night must be valuable. Just like Sunday morning should be the most important time. We got to make this hour and a half or 2 hours that we are together as valuable to people as possible. Why? Because that's why they'll come then. Can I get an amen? When we went a couple weeks ago to minister to the community and we talked to them, you know what? We asked them, is it important to you to go to church? This is a survey that we're taking. And many of them said yes. Then we said, are you attending regularly a church? Only some of them said yes. Okay? Even though they know it's important, they're not going. And some are really far from God. Okay? Or don't want anything to do. They don't see the value in church. That's a sad place that we're in our society today. Many don't go to church on Sunday because they don't see the value. Praise God. Well, let me tell you, in these last days, I believe those people, things are going to happen. Because I don't believe, you know, the world we're in today, the troubles we have today, right? I believe they're going to get more. Just read your Bible, and I don't bring you this to scare you. You don't need to be scared, because if you got God, He's got your back, and you're going to be okay. But in these last days, things are going to get worse before they get better. And that's when God will really show off who He is. So me and you who know Him must be close to Him and one another and watch, because people won't have anywhere else to go but God. They're going to run here. Amen. And you know what? You and I will have the answer for them. Praise God. You will be able to pray for them, not just me. And we will be able to what? Disciple them. Amen. You've been coming here for however long. God is discipling you. So what? You can disciple someone else. Can I get an amen? It's not just about Pastor Rich doing it. We're a team here. Amen. We have team ministry here. And we have a body ministry here to help one another and the lost. Amen. There's a call today. A great call for Gentiles. Amen. And we have to be ready to be part of it. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to stand. Ramel, you can put some music on. Well, I'm going to let you out early here. Hallelujah. We're going to have some visitors coming today for Mom's birthday. Some of the Italian band is coming today. I want you to love these people. Some of them live in this community. Love them. Some of them, I don't believe, go to church. Let's love them today so that they'll say, man, there's something special here. I need to come back here. How many with me today? Amen. We're going to have an awesome time downstairs. But I want to pray with you before we do anything today. Because this message was to the core. Amen. Acts 2, the church. What we talked about in Acts 11. This should be our desire. This should be our vision, right? This should be where we at. But I'm asking you today, where are you at? Okay? I know where I'm at. I'm not satisfied, church. It's got to be more. It's 11 years. I only told a few, but we celebrated July 1st, 11 years here. Amen. God sent me and my wife here to make a difference with you. Amen. That, Lord, we would see people saved and discipled, right? For the kingdom to grow. It's happened, but not like we need it to happen. So we got to shift into a new gear. Amen. And we need you together. But today I'm just asking, where are we? Praise God. I want to pray with you. I want to open this altar for a few minutes before we go down and have a great time celebrating Mom's birthday and everything we're going to do. But this is business, God's business first, okay? Where are we today? Where are you? Are you happy where you are? Are you where you need to be? Or do you need to make some changes? You need to ask yourself that today as we pray. Praise God. And I'm going to open the altar, like I said, and I will pray with you before we do anything else, because we got to be on the same page. Amen. God has a big plan for us. Big plan. Amen. We got to hook up to that plan. Amen. We don't have time to have favorites or, you know, play games with each other, get mad at each other. We don't have time to get mad. We got to love each other. Amen. And we got to serve together. Amen. We're one big family here at Oriole. But this family is going to grow with your help and my help. So if you need a touch from God, if you need to say, Lord, help me take another step forward, I'm asking you to come up and I want to pray for you today. Okay? I know some of you came up already. I thank you for that. But this is another thing right now that you're saying, Pastor Rich, I'm with you. And I'm with the Lord, and I want to do more. I want my heart to be right. I want to be like what we read in Acts 11. If that's you, come on up here. I want to pray with you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Amen. Don't be afraid. God wants to use you. He wants to use you. He is using you, but He wants to use you more here. Don't let anything stop you, okay? Don't even let family, hear me. Don't let family stop you, because family will sometimes, right? It's God, then family. Hello. It's God, then family. Then your job, your business, okay? Let's not mix that order up. It's God first, family, then work, okay? We tend to mix that up sometimes. God wants that to be right. You want to be blessed in your life? You want to have favor? Get the order right. And watch God bless you today. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.